In that blinding shaft of yellow light, Dirk sings from the Gospel of the Unknown, backed by the Kronos Quartet. Dirk sings, "Someone's always fucking with my mirrors," and the crowd goes wild. We think the tensions between Dirk's followers and the Secret Service have dissolved in the flaring harmonic murmurs of Dirk's first Platinum A side, but then we feel that the tensions are precipitating again. Chelsea Clinton and Uma Thurman are dancing cowboy style, then ballroom style, right up in the front row. I become suspicious of the intentions of one of the Latin kings nearest them. Though Dirk's followers generally, or at the very least often, give me the creeps, right now at this moment I feel a sharp sense of identification with them. I'm torn between my enjoyment of this mass love fest, Spielberg is just backstage right, visibly beaming at my compadre Dirk, and a fear that things have simply gone too far, that something is likely to burst at any moment. Buddy Guy steps in midway through the song, which, in my opinion, just blows the roof off that joint, or would have if it had a roof, which of course it doesn't. Who could not love each other and all fellow humankind when Buddy is singing with Dirk of the dangers of inappropriately adjusted mirrors and of Cartesian doubt of all known separate sensory apparatuses? It is 11:51. The holographic clock is 50 yards high and the harp chronometer's pounding is drowned out only by the wail of the guitar and the floating noise of amplified violins, violas. Dirk's voice almost sounds like that of a singer. Then the song is done.
Dirk reads from the Book of Signs. A battalion of mimes takes the stage as the musicians exit. Is this really how he intends to end the show and to end the millennium? With good intentions, a decent gospel, and a mob of mimes? So be it. They, the mimes, are all dressed in purple, which seems both right and wrong. They are people of all nations, of all ages, of all hair colors and skin tones. Okay, none of this is obviously all of anything. There are only 40-some people up there on the main stage, but nonetheless, we're talking about a worldwide diversity type of crowd. None wears any makeup. Some of them turn out not to be mimes after all, but ballet dancers of the utmost grace. Dirk's followers mouth the words to his most famous gospel, and the mimes work the movements and enact his pastoral preachings, along with the ballet dancers who dance stunningly well, considering that there is no music outside of the telltale heart. It is more beautiful than Swan Lake. He finishes at 11:59. The holographic clock now fills the whole stadium. Steven Spielberg joins Dirk as the mimes prance about, circling them, kicking up their heels and maypole dancing. Together, Dirk and Steven count down to the end of the millennium. Let's see.